둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here and checking out the series. You know what to do. Like what you see, what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guests, Dove Cameron and Aaron Tveit. We're going to be talking about the second season of Schmigadoon, otherwise known as Schmicago. We're going to get into talking about how the show's become an anthology series and shifting the timeline to the darker fare of the 60s and 70s. You're going to notice a lot of heavy nods to Broadway musicals like Chicago, of course, Hair, Sweeney Todd, Jesus Christ Superstar, Annie, Cabaret, among others. We'll also talk about where the line, the line where a character ends and the real person begins. There's going to be some speculation on what a third season could look like. We'll also, of course, be touching on their own solo music and whether or not they'd run off to a magical land to live in. Of course, you know, when we're pairing both of these up, they have done so much in their career. Dove Cameron, you will know from Liv and Maddie, the Descendants movies, Vengeance. She was in that one just last year. I loved that movie. And of course, Aaron is a Tony Award-winning actor on Broadway. Grease, Les Miserables, Graceland, American Horror Stories he was in recently too. And now they're in the second season of as I mentioned, of Schmigadoon, Schmicago, as they're calling it when they arrive. And if for some reason you missed the first season of Schmigadoon and you're not quite sure what it is, parody, satirical homage are some words that are thrown around. The first season focused on the golden age of musicals of the 1940s and 1950s. Of course, stars Cecily Strong, Keegan-Michael Key. And they're walking through the forest. If you've ever seen Brigadoon, it sort of starts as that. Well, the whole concept is actually right there. They walk through the forest, hiking, and they end up in a magical land where everyone is living in a musical. The whole thing, everybody breaks out into song, and they have a quest before the end of the season. They have a quest before they can even leave Schmigadoon, which is to find true love. If you haven't seen the first season, I won't completely spoil it, but guess what? There's a second season. You can decipher that how you may. And now they have to find a happy ending, a true happy ending. So that's what we're in store for. I want to jump into this interview. I've loved the first season so much. I love the second season even more. It's Kyle Meredith with Dove Cameron and Aaron Tveit.
How's it going?
Congratulations on this new season. I was a fan of the first one. I loved both of your performances in this this new one. I love the darkness of it. I love that we got to... I'll start with you, Dove. When did you all know how this story was going to progress past the first season, that you were going to get a new city, a new style?
You know, I think that Cinco might have kind of alluded to that in season one when we wrapped. Yeah. I think we didn't know if we were going to get a second season, but it was always his ambition to have it continue as an anthology where we would all get to play somebody new next time, which I think is brilliant because it's such a specific niche concept that you actually get to see so much more by switching up the terrain and by switching up the musical palettes. So yeah, I think we always knew from the jump.
It was something we joked about too. Like, I think season one, once we started shooting, we kind of thought like, how, first of all, we had so much fun. And so we were all just together brainstorming how we could possibly have this continue. And so we said, well, why don't we just, you know, what if we were kind of like a rep of players putting on a show, and then the next year we just did something else, and then you can just kind of hit everything. So I think that was like our kind of joking dream that somehow became a reality, and now here we are. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
It started reminding me a little bit, even more so than the first season, of like when the movie Scream came out, and it was all about deconstructing the genre. And it's like, oh, now we've got rules with every new season. There's a new set of rules. That must be fun for you all to play with. I mean, you've both obviously done musicals at Broadway and everything else. What are the new rules for this season? Because again, it's sort of set up at the beginning, but it's about the darkness. Is that kind of right?
Yeah, I think season one, they ultimately have to find true love, right? And it's kind of the rules that those are the parameters of everything, and which makes sense when it's set to these very, you know, golden age MGM classic, you know, musicals that it's drawing from in the 40s and 50s. You know, because love is kind of the pinnacle of everything, and it's a little more one-dimensional. But as we move into these darker, sexier, grittier, more complex musicals of the 60s and 70s, you know, the season kind of unfolds that they have to somehow create a happy ending in seemingly the most unhappy place imaginable. So that's kind of, I think, where everything gets set up. And that's another layer of this that I didn't even really think about going into this, and then when you realize, oh, that there's actually, that's what we're all trying to accomplish. It's pretty cool how it's structured.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Dove Cameron and Aaron Tveit.
You know, there's a line in this season about where does the actor stop and the real person begin, which, you know, is always a fun concept to play around with, I think, and especially when you've got characters like this. I mean, you know, for actors, you know, a lot of folks, you try to find yourself in these characters. Do you all see yourself in these characters? Is it that, you know, easy, difficult?
Yeah, I think definitely. I mean, I think personally speaking on the experience of being an actor, I find that most actors that I know are incredibly empathetic by nature. And whether it's like, you know, chicken egg situation, whether they were so empathetic and they really understood like the makings and the underpinnings of a human, so they found themselves in acting spaces, or whether it came, you know, after. I don't really know very many actors who don't feel like they relate to you know, not only their character, but like probably any number of people in the script. I think that's just the job, right? But I do think specifically for this season, for me, with Jenny, I definitely relate to her specifically with that kind of feeling of, especially when I was maybe younger and just starting out, like feeling like I had to perform so much to the point that I actually didn't know what the mask was and what was created and what was authentic. And they became so blurred that I really had to sort of purposefully work on that growing into my adulthood. And who am I when I'm not performing for anybody? And is that anybody I've cultivated before? But yeah, I think that's like that's a good mental health question for all of us these days, not just actors.
Yeah. I think the same thing for me, with, you know, Jenny and Topher kind of go on similar journeys where I kind of feel like they start as these things that they're almost like a canvas that people put things on, and they're looking to them to lead them or stand in front of them or whatever it is. And then by the end of it, I think in finding each other, they kind of find themselves a little bit. And I think that's definitely been my journey as an actor as well, right? You start off and you kind of have no idea what you're doing, and you're doing these things and you feel like you don't deserve them. And then all of a sudden you have to figure out kind of who you are. So I think that it's kind of innate to these characters as well. So I definitely related to that.
Well, even thinking about how, you know, maybe it bleeds into the other side of your careers, Dove, you know, going back and listening to your new singles and the stuff you put out last year, it even seems like the era sort of, you know, finds its way into your music. And do you find that crossover happening as well, naturally?
Do you mean the era of these musicals? Is that what you're saying?
I think I mean the era more so of your character this season, you know, because we have the era, you know, that these came out in the 60s and 70s, but even your character harkens back to, you know, the jazz age a little bit and that stuff. I hear that in your music. I guess what I'm asking is, do you all find that, you know, these characters ever do cross over into the other side when you're working on that side of your career?
Honestly, sometimes yes. I think on most of my music that has come out, I recorded and released like long before we shot season two. But I do find that, like, I think that sometimes when you are close with a creator, like, I think that it maybe was reverse engineered. Like, I think that Cinco thought that maybe I was a much darker personality than I.
He picked up Betsy on something. Yeah, yeah.
In season one, I think Cinco was like, "You're a little." Yeah, he was like, "I think there's something a little off over there." So he gave me the opportunity to play somebody darker, because I think overall my career kind of looks like my acting choices, the way that I present in public, the music I'm releasing. It looks like it all goes hand in hand, but I think it's like a sort of a messy amalgamation of like attracting like, rather than like a sort of a through line of intentionality. I think it's just, yeah, it's been lucky actually. Hmm. Yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Dove Cameron and Aaron Tveit.
Do you all already know where the next season's going to go? Because now that we know the concept, all of us are going, oh, it seems like this is now getting into the territory of stuff that you all have played in real life. You know, thinking about Les Mis and Rents and obviously the Disney era. Mm-hmm. Do you all know this part of the game?
We have a bit of an idea.
We don't know if there's a season three.
We don't know if there's a season three. We'll say that for sure. But I think we have a potential idea in our head if it goes our way. So, and it's very exciting. I think I'll just tease that. But you know, hopefully there's season three. We'll see.
It's just it's wishful thinking on
yes,
my part.
Yes, absolutely.
On this
all
side.
Our parts. Yeah.
You know, and Dove, you know, I did mention the album coming up with Celestial Body, and I'm looking forward to that, especially after hearing that sampling of Girl Like You. It's one of my favorite things that you've done. But Aaron, I was going to quickly throw that on your side too, because I feel like it's been a few years since we saw an album. Is that also, I mean, are you thinking about that side of your world?
I am thinking about that, and nothing concrete to say right now, but hopefully sooner than later, I'll say that. Yeah, that's so vague, but yes, pro. I'm pro. I'm positive.
This is the album announcement.
Yes. Hopefully.
That's a great album announcement.
Yeah,
right,
thank
there.
You.
It's really good in the headline. That's
yeah.
I'll get to it.
One day.
So, you know, I'm sure this is one of those questions, but would you go? Would you stay? You know, would you stay in these places? Would you go home?
Oh,
That's a tough question. You know, I think, right? I mean, Josh and Melissa come back, right? So especially after the first season in Schmigadoon, they kind of go back to the real world, and the real world is tough. you know, and our real world is tough. And I think that, you know, the best things about musicals is that it's the ultimate form of escapism in terms of entertainment. So I think that there's a lot of things as silly about as they are that are very attractive about these worlds. But again, what the show does is it shows, you know, that you need the reality to appreciate all the other stuff too, right? So it's a tough call.
Yeah, I actually think there's a lot of overlap with some parts of the industry and escapism. Like, I think especially when I was growing up, I viewed like stepping into these worlds of film and television, like stepping into an alternate like Willy Wonka universe where I was like, wow, larger than life sets and like perfect families and everything's clean and beautiful. And it's like the lines are written and I know what's going to happen. Mm. Like, I think so much of my like denial of what I was going through when I was younger was me just being like, I live in this reality, you know? Like, I think a lot of actors actually escape into their work because it feels like a streamlined kind of beautified world. And so I can't say with confidence that if I discovered there was an alternate reality where I could be a part of a musical, I wouldn't at least go for a while. But I think I definitely like, I love the real world. I think that the real world is actually quite magical, and it's only our like feeding into something, like not realizing how wonderful it truly is, that makes us try to escape it in the first place. So I like being here.
Yeah.
Well, I love the world that you all have created. I can't wait and hope that there's more on the way. Thank you both so much for
Thank
taking
you.
The time to talk.
Thank you so much.
And my thanks to Dove Cameron and Aaron Tveit. The second season of Schmigadoon has started on Apple TV+. Thanks to you for checking out the series. Before you get out of here, again, I do hope you hit that subscribe button. You do that, I'll give you 3 brand new interviews every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists. Discover the new ones as well. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. It's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social medias. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all 3 of those. The address is at Kyle Meredith. So do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.